I tell you what, Dan Moore, I mean, this man been busy, okay? He got the suitcase going. He got the suit on. He talking to these players, and he's made some moves, okay? He has made some moves. And I'm not going to get too excited because last time I got too excited. And because I got too excited, we ended up with the disappointment of what the season was. So we're not going to get too excited yet, Charity, but I am a little bit excited.
Are they the right moves is the question.
We'll see. We will definitely see, but welcome in to the Keep Prowling Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Bill, and I'm back with Charity Bailey.
Hey.
And, you know, I mean, things have changed a little bit around here. I think you probably a little bit more tired than I am, given your schedule currently. But how you been?
I'm good. I've been covering some things on News Rising in the morning, covering mostly March Madness.
How's that schedule adjustment going?
I'm sleepy.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I am.
But it's a lot of fun. Rising is a lot of fun. And just the ability to be able to, you know, cover sports and sometimes go out live and mm-hmm. hang out with the morning crew and, you know.
Speaking of crazy, March Madness has been crazy.
It has been.
I mean, since the conference tournaments, but then also the big tournament has been just wild.
It's been wild. Duke has survived. The Tar Heels have survived. And NC State. And this is the first time since 2015 that all three teams are still dancing at the same time. And then also the ladies. Can we talk about how the ladies are balling?
Oh, man.
Like, if y'all are not into lady hoops, y'all better get into it. Because right now, do you know that the ladies, first of all, the lowest selling ticket is still more expensive than the men's ticket right now in the tournament. And they've sold more tickets.
Yeah.
They're balling.
And I think also there is a lot of stars on the ladies' side, too.
Yes. I
mean, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, all those, like, everybody.
Well, the thing is, we start with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese because they happen to be the most popular that just kind of rolled over from last year. Mm-hmm. But there's new names emerging, like Audie Crooks. That young lady put up 40 the other night, okay? Yeah. Brought her, they were down by 20. She put up 40 for them to win. Unfortunately, they did go on to lose to Stanford. But when I tell you, that young lady, and she's a freshman. She's only 19 years old, and she was a three-sport athlete in high school.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, young lady. And then Juju Watkins.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, she also put up a new scoring record for USC, and that hasn't been done. They said that last record, Cheryl Miller was the coach at SC, and Lisa Leslie was the player to put him up. I'm like, USC is back in business, and listen, no disrespect to the Carolinas, but University of Southern California, as much as I'm not a fan of them for the most part, they are the true USC. But while we're talking about it, the lady at USC in South Carolina, listen.
They're doing that thing.
Dawn Staley is the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she has a squad on her hands, and they're balling too. So listen, I'm just pumped. I'm pumped.
I've really enjoyed it. Usually, especially around March, I feel like I get really into it. Like,
yeah, same.
I'll kind of watch it here and there throughout the season, but, you know, the big games here and there. But I feel like you just never know what's going to happen. Like, that's kind of the fun part about March Madness is the upsets and the craziness. And, I mean, even just, you know, I was watching last night I was watching Iowa last night. And
yes, they almost lost.
They did. I'm like.
They were, like, this close to losing. I was like, oh, my God, if y'all take down a number one team. Like, West Virginia was, that's your neck of the woods. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I had to stay up to watch that.
Yeah.
I think I've said it before, I hate East Coast time because it's just sucks, especially working the morning show. That game didn't end till like almost 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And then USC's game started at 10, so I was like, I'm just going to have to watch highlights in the morning and catch up. But, yeah, I had to stay up to watch that because it got down to the nitty gritty. And at one point in the fourth quarter, several points in the fourth quarter, they were tied.
Yeah.
And that would have been upset Central.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the year that Caitlin Clark has had and the squad has had. LSU almost lost the other day.
Yep.
Flage put the game on her back. Angel Reese be talking all big and bad. Sometimes I'm like, look, shut up sometime. Just be quiet.
Yeah.
But Flage, listen, she might be a little woman, but she got big energy and she has heart. And, yeah, she put the squad on her back. Listen, I'm telling you, never in a million years would you have told me that I'd be more excited about women's basketball than men's. And I'm here for it, though, because my cousins all play basketball, and my male cousins will tell you, like, the ladies in his family balled him up harder than cats on the court.
Right.
And when I would watch them play, she played at Long Beach State. And when I would watch them play, like, they played hard. They balled out. But nobody was paying attention. Mm-hmm. And so this new era of ladies, man, this is, yeah, I'm here for it. And it's all happening in March, yeah. Women's History Month. You feel me? I love it.
I agree. I've definitely been enjoying it. It's interesting because, like, sometimes I think the NFL offseason can get a little boring depending mm-hmm. on what's going on. Like, you have those days. Like, the first day of, like, the tampering period, I mean, reports here, reports there, mm-hmm. videos here, leak this there. We talking to this team. What's going to happen to this guy, right? And then you have those boring periods where, like, nothing's really happening because all the news came out all in one day.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
free agency and all that, too. Yeah.
And even just in the last week, we was talking about it before we started the show, we were talking about how it's kind of been a little bit boring, mm-hmm. right? We saw all these different signings and stuff, you know, how big that was, between the tampering period and the actual, like, you can actually put pen to paper period, mm-hmm. right? Like, we saw a lot of things and a lot of changes happen, and then it got a little quiet. The Justin Fields trade happened, so that was interesting. So now we know who the number one overall pick is more than likely going to be. We know that the Bears are going to keep that pick, so that, you know, that's a big thing. And then, you know, even with them, they're still trying to surround, at the time we're thinking, whoever their quarterback is going to be, but they're still trying to surround them with talent because mm-hmm. they went and grabbed Keenan Allen, which I think is an underrated trade for them. So, interestingly enough,
those are smart trades.
Oh, you're talking about the...
But the Packers make the dumbest trades ever. I'm getting Devontae Adams, like, flashbacks. Why did they send Aaron Jones? And... The Vikings only gave him $7 million.
Yeah.
Y'all couldn't give him, you couldn't find $7 million. They wanted him to take a pay cut. Why? The reason you lasted so long last year is because of Aaron Jones. You couldn't find 7.5, 10.
Did they end up paying Josh Jacobs more? Because they grabbed Josh Jacobs, right?
If I'm not mistaken. I don't recall. But if they did, first of all, that's a slap in the face. But, like, if they didn't, You couldn't find $7 million. The man went to the Vikings for $7 million, and now he's about to wreck shop when the Vikings and Packers play next year.
Yeah, well, I felt the same way about Keenan Allen. Like, the compensation for what the Bears ended up getting for him,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I mean, why do teams, certain teams that will not be named, need 8,000 picks when all the picks ain't going to work out anyway because it's a chance, a shot in the dark. You never know. I mean, of course, Carolina fans are still having questions about potential picks that they made last year and years before anyway. So,
and now you're the worst team in the NFL or one of the worst teams in the NFL. You have no picks.
Yeah. So.
Also, I did think it was funny with Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, just head on over the bridge. Yep. Why don't you?
Yeah. So
His daughter was in the press conference cracking me up.
You know what? I like to talk about other teams who aren't doing as well also. So then that way we don't have to pile on the Panthers because
Is it piling on or is it stating facts?
But
The
Panthers did it to themselves. But explain to me, just for my Giants people out there, how do you – pay Daniel Jones just last year, right? Pay him the money that you thought he was worth. Now you don't believe in him just this year.
Why do men flip flop the way y'all do?
You know, I mean, I don't get it.
Listen, it's men in these seats. If women was running the NFL, it wouldn't be acting like this.
And you don't have Saquon. That's the other thing. You also
Skip over what I'm saying, y'all. Amy Trask used to run the Raiders when they were doing well. Now there's a black woman at the helm. But there's not many women in leadership positions. And also, do the men in the, like, actually listen to the women in leadership? No. But y'all do dumb stuff all the time. You flip-flop all the time. I tell people all the time, I'm getting in trouble for this. I don't care. Men are weak. Y'all are weak. And you flip-flop all the time. You don't know what you're doing. And it shows. Look at you. Get emotional, pour ice on folks. What? Like,
I thought we was past that.
We're not. I'm never letting that go. I'm never letting that go. Like, what? The audacity. What possessed you to throw ice? First of all, you don't throw ice on nobody unless you want to fight. But in your own, you're the owner. But that's why you're making, you're irrational. So now you're still making these decisions. You asked me what possessed him to do that with Daniel Jones last year and then do what he did this year. What possessed him to do anything? Yeah. It doesn't make sense. What possessed him to ask fans or the city to give him $600 million for a new stadium and then have that record? What was the record? 13-1? WL. Yeah, 1-17. It's 18 games. Well, you know, I'm just being obnoxious. Of, y'all don't eat me up.
Speaking of, they think about adding another one. Did you hear that one?
No.
Yeah, apparently they want to add another game to the season.
Now listen, the NFL talks out of both sides of his face. I'm going to say his face. The thing is, you talk about player safety, but you want to continue to add games. Now where is this game supposed to go? Where is it supposed to go? You already have football on Thursday. You have it on during the playoffs. You have it on Saturday, and you have it on Sunday and Monday. Mm-hmm. And the players have told you, they have literally said our bodies are not getting enough time to heal, and they have called the league out on this. They've said when we have a Thursday night game, we don't have time to recover. When we have a Monday night game, we don't have time to recover. So we went from a 16 game schedule, right, mm-hmm. to 18.
Well, we went to 17 and now potentially 18, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
You can't put these protocols in place, concussion protocols and this protocol, and now we're changing the rules on the hip check tackle?
Hip drop tackle.
Because players are getting hurt 25% more using this tackle. And then add a whole game where their bodies are going to have to be going into combat.
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
And then you got the kickoff rule, too, that we were trying to understand. Are they trying – because a lot of people, fans-wise, feel like we want more kickoffs because it's an exciting play of the game, right? It is.
Why?
But the rule change originally – so there was an original rule where they pushed the kickoff from, the 25 to the 35 to basically promote more touchbacks. So then that way there wasn't as many kickoff returns, so you don't have as many injuries. But then they make this rule similar to the XFL where Trump's still trying to understand it, still trying to figure it out.
A lot of people are.
But it seems like they're trying to promote more returns because the kicker kicks it, but he can't run until it's past the 50 or something. Anyway.
Right. And then there's like some setup zone. It's really interesting. And it passed except for three teams that voted against it. The Las Vegas Raiders, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Green Bay Packers. I was like, now the only time we can all get along where my worlds orbit and come together is when we veto and stuff.
I was about to say, what the West Coast team's doing over there?
We're like, we don't want it. Mm-mm. They gave y'all that Charity Bailey spirit. Take it back. Mm-mm. Nope. I don't know. The NFL does not make sense to me. They, again... You can't talk out of both sides of your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Ladies, we need to run the NFL. It would be a better place. Just like we need more women in government in the United States, we need more women in power. Now watch all you men come in the comments. Rah 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 rah. I don't care. And DJ laughing because he know I don't care. Womp womp womp.
I mean, and I ain't even saying that you're wrong. But anyway. But I feel like it's interesting because I feel like, you know, another part of that exciting portion of the offseason is the rule changes because there are certain things that become changed that continue to have, like, lasting effects, like the Buffalo Bills rule where they lose in overtime and they allow both teams to have a possession. Now, that hasn't particularly helped the Buffalo Bills because they continue to lose in overtime over and over and over again.
Y'all suck. Y'all trying to blame it on stuff. You blame it everything except yourself. Y'all need you to take accountability and responsibility for yourself. But, now they done put this rule in place. It's working for everybody but the Bills.
Oh, that's the other one. That's the other one.
What?
So remember the tush push we were talking about?
Yes.
There was some certain teams wanted the tush push outlawed, like, because it was unstoppable.
Right.
Right? Remember we said,
no, you just can't stop it. Yeah. It's not unstoppable. You can't stop it.
So apparently, I think that was the consensus, is figure out how to stop it.
Right.
Like, if it becomes unstoppable for 5 years, okay, maybe we think about it a little bit. But unstoppable for 1 year because it's something new and people weren't really doing it that
much. Yeah, they
hadn't
adjusted to it.
It's a little different. So, I mean, that was another one, too, that was discussed and talked about. And it's just interesting sometimes these where they come up with this stuff.
Because they don't have nothing better to do. Worry about your team. Get good picks for the draft. Go to the combine. Interview properly. Pick up the pieces that you need and stop making up stuff. My hand is itching. Don't they say that mean you gonna get some money or something? Since we talking football, maybe my team could come up with another $7 million and stop cutting key players.
Maybe.
I was so mad about that. And all the Packers pages, you know, they're run by fans. We were so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, maybe it's time for a new GM because y'all are just dumb. And then you trade the man, like I said, to a division rival.
Yeah. It's interesting because the Ravens fan came out at me when Aaron Jones became available because Derrick Henry has abused Ravens defenses far more times than I ever want to talk about. But I was like, but Aaron Jones got that ability to catch out of the backfield. I might have to, you know, put some thought out there on this
one. Now, give me all the reasons you want him to be a Raven. Go.
At the time, it was more...
In general.
Well, I mean, we got Derrick Henry now, so we good. We got the king.
If you didn't get Derrick Henry, give me the reasons you want Aaron Jones to be a Raven.
I mean, he's great.
Like, I know, but tell us why he's great.
He's got the speed. He can run inside. He can run outside. He can catch out of the backfield. Right? The Ravens don't have that. They haven't had that in a long
Guess
time.
Guess what? The Packers don't now either. That's why I asked you that. Is that not worth $7 million?
I think it's worth it.
We're talking $7 million. I ain't even got $7 million, and I know that ain't no money.
I think it's worth it.
Duh.
I was a little surprised, though, because
the value that he brings. It was so random. And then what's his name? Oh, my gosh. The other running back. He basically said that they asked him to take a pay cut.
AJ Dillon? Was it AJ Dillon? Is that?
Maybe. I saw it and I was so mad I just scrolled. He said they asked him to take a pay cut and he was like, no, which he shouldn't. Why would you take a pay cut? But also, he was like, they just told me and Aaron that they were going to bring us back. Like, you can't, y'all got to watch the way you treat your players and your staff and your employees. You can't tell them one thing to their face and, like, shake their hand and be crossing your fingers behind your back. Like, what kind of business is that? And it does not build trust with the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also, like, y'all want these players to be loyal to you, and you're loyal to nobody. And that's the other thing. As fans, we got to stop this nonsense, right? Because we would get so mad. Like, even with Saquon, fans were so mad at him. But it's like, when the team does it, it's business. When he does it, he's selfish?
Yep, that's true.
Nah, bruh.
That's a double standard right there.
Like, it is a double standard.
I agree, because I feel like sometimes, like, and the Panthers have had this issue, too, particularly – there's a guy named Brian Burns that you had the chance to re-sign that you didn't, but you traded him, which is fine. Do what you got to do.
Because the man who throws water on people is in charge. That's why.
Yes, but my issue is the Panthers have this kind of similar way where instead of paying the guys who've proven to you that they can do it time and time again, they kind of go for the cheaper route, right? They go for, you know, the value route per se, right? You know, like.
But price tag and value are different. You lost the value of a player like Aaron Jones over the price of $7 million.
Yeah. And I mean.
Run that brother's money and keep this team intact.
The other thing is, too, bring it back to the Panthers also, you lose an elite pass rusher in Brian Burns.
That part.
And we've talked about this time and time again. Elite pass rushers just don't grow on trees. Like, you don't just pick them out. They, like,
right.
You know, like, it just doesn't happen.
And also, what does this do for your offense? You're putting more pressure on Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Who is still trying to figure it out. Who is still maturing. Who is still learning. Who now has a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
A new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Now you take away a key piece of his offense.
Yeah. Well, the good part about it is not signing Brian Burns did open up money for them to sign, like, Deontay Johnson.
The right thing?
But I don't know. That's the thing.
Trust
I don't know.
No more.
Look,
DJ, I told you a long time ago. I'm a sports fan, but I'm a woman first. I got to have trust. Once I don't trust you no more, you are not leading this shit. People be saying to you, remember, y'all don't let men lead. Where are you leading me to? You done drove the ship. We shipwrecked.
Yes.
The captain is throwing ice, and the people on the boat have run amok.
But
how am I supposed to trust you now? Now you done freed up the cap. Okay, fine. Now what you gonna do with
okay,
it?
Okay, let's just break
I'm
it down.
I'm mad for you, Panthers fans.
Look, I'm just gonna this is just my honest opinion on
poor DJ here. We just yelling at
the Brian Burns thing, right? Because we talked about it. Brian Burns, I feel like they should have re-signed him because, you know, once again, elite pass rushers, they're hard to find, right? Now, my one issue is Chase Young was sitting out there just chilling. And I think Dan Morgan could have righted a lot of wrongs if he could have grabbed Chase Young and kind of filled that void that Brian Burns is going to leave. Because I think, like, Brian Burns didn't have the greatest year last year, but elite pass rushers don't always have great years. Like, a lot of times it's what you do for everybody else around you, too. Because mm-hmm. you're getting double team and triple team. Ask Aaron Donald, right? Like, yeah. You know. So, but
I love him, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's crazy thing. He went ahead and hung him up. But, I mean, he's still playing at a high level. He still was, you know. So,
I know. Aaron Donald said he was sick of everybody. Was. You know, he's a phenomenal player. I told you I'm still a woman. That man is fine.
I knew where that was going. Look, I knew it. I knew where that was going.
Listen, baby is fine fast. I was like, Lord, you know what? Listen, and he can play. Look, and he can play football. Like, he's a beast.
Yeah.
He's a beast, but that man is fine. Listen, I just got to get that out. Anytime y'all say Aaron Donald, I'll be like, aw. Why did he decide to hang him up?
I think he probably just tired. I mean, he's been dominating for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean,
he has a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done.
And he has a family. Go be with your family.
Defense player of the year, he got all that.
So, yeah.
I mean, he's got everything he could ever want, I think.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, you have everything that you ever want. You have everything that you've ever wanted, and you still have your health mm-hmm. and no major injuries. That we know of, anyway, and your cranium is still in order. I remember back in the day when, oh goodness, Detroit Lions, Barry Sanders retired. Everybody was like, "Oh, he just didn't want to break Walter Payton's record." And da da da. He said, "No, nah, I want to be able to play with my sons, come home and play with my sons."
Yeah.
And you see him, you know, now walking around the sidelines, or at one point walking around the sidelines at his son's games. And, of course, we didn't know all that we know now. Of course, we didn't have social media and all of that back in the day. But it makes complete sense. Fans are only thinking about football. Once you're in an industry, mm-hmm. you're not in love with it because you see it for what it is and you pull the curtain back and you go, oh, gosh, this is the gutter. It's ghetto. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that he was going to leave the game that he loved early for the people that he loved. You can make more money. You can't get another you. You look yep. at James, his name, James Earl, and some of the other old timers during the Hall of Fame ceremonies, and their knees are buckled like this, and they're hunched over. That's no mm-hmm. quality of life. Yeah. Remember, I met Deacon Jones. We were doing a golf tournament in L.A., and it was like a NFL Hall of Famers or legends, and like Deacon Jones walks up, but he's bent over. Like these big men who are so powerful at one point in their lives are all buckled and bent over. That is not quality of life. Mm-hmm. And they be laughing at Shannon Sharp, but I'm like, that man done had hip surgeries and knee surgeries and da 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 da, and he was a beast, but they're literally ramming their bodies against each other full speed.
Yeah.
Which is why the old young fellas that tried to run up on Cam Newton was getting swung around. Like, I'm like, see, that's the problem. Half of y'all ain't really play ball for real. And then the ones that didn't make it, you sit on your couch and talk about what you could have, would have, should have. And mm-hmm. forget that this man is has played against talented other strong men. He bodied all of y'all. That man is a tight end, a middle linebacker with an arm.
Yeah.
His hat didn't even move.
It's funny, though. Like, it's interesting to see, like, the Patriots move on from Mac Jones, right, who would, back a couple years ago, would take Cam Newton's place
mm-hmm.
in New England. But it's just crazy, like, everywhere Cam has been, the unrest he's kind of left by you not continuing to build around him.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because he's the man, too. And I know that he still wanted to play, but I feel like at this point it's best that he's not also because, again, nobody wants to walk around buckled up. You can make money in other ways. You've built a name for yourself. So that's where we got on this with Aaron Donald. Like, go in peace. Be fine.
Yeah.
Be fine in peace, child. Cam Newton, too. Be fine in peace. But Cam Newton be starting stuff on the airwaves. Now he went from taunting y'all on the field to taunting you on the podcast. But I'm like, you know what? Let that man be fine in peace. If he want to keep having baby, just do what you want to do, Cameron.
But I will say, the Brian Burns trade, when I look at the moves that were made, probably in part with it, right? Brian Burns, it's a lot of money you're going to have to pay that guy. Now, like I said, I wish that one of these elite pass rushers, I know Clowney's still out there, that could be a good response to losing him. Yeah.
It's so crazy that he's still playing, too. Yeah.
And he had probably his best year last year.
Yeah.
So I think he would be a good one. I felt like Chase Young would have been a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so crazy that he's still playing.
Yep.
He is merciless. Like, you'd be like, I would just fall on the ground. Okay. Because he's a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's still one that, you know, you can make way to figure out how to replace the production of Brian Burns. But the other thing is, too, the key was to build this offense. Right now, you got a couple of key defensive pieces. You know, some linebackers, some corners, some defensive tackles that you can kind of fill that void a little bit. But one of the biggest things was Robert Hunt, which is a guard, right? Mm-hmm. That's something you needed, right? You did lose Bradley Bozeman at center. And then you got Damian Lewis, another guard. So, like, we talked about how big building the offensive line was going to be. And paying some top money for offensive linemen ain't always the prettiest thing to do, but between the lines, it is the prettiest thing you can do.
Yeah, because they protect your quarterback.
Yep.
Duh. And that's the thing. You said it's not always the prettiest thing to do, but in between the lines, it is. It's the smartest thing to do because your quarterback is typically your highest paid player.
Mm-hmm.
So from a financial standpoint, it makes sense to protect your asset, but also your O-line is basically your insurance.
Yeah.
If you look at it that way, you're not going to buy, you can't buy any house, let alone a big, beautiful house and not insure it.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a car, a nice car, even a raggedy car, you got to have liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback is your key piece. It's the leader of the offense. Also the highest paid player. They go down, it's a wrap. So yep. You need, your O-line is your insurance.
And that O-line is going to help a lot. I can see shoring up the O-line a little bit. Of course, they still got a little bit of work to do. But shoring up the O-line a little bit helps a lot of things because the lack of running game mm-hmm. was probably in due part of the O-line mm-hmm. struggling a little bit. So Miles Sanders, he could have a comeback this year. And, of course, you got to be able to get the ball out to these receivers. Deontay Johnson, who you grabbed, yeah. who's a speed guy, can get off the line real fast. If you don't have a lot of time, you get it to him, let him do his thing, right? They continue to keep Smith Morsett, so have a little bit of speed too. So that's another big thing. Of course, adding in with Adam Thielen and John Domingo, still big pieces that you're going to have time to get the ball out to them and let them kind of just do their thing.
Yeah.
So I think even though the Brian Burns trade hurts a lot of Panthers fans because they didn't want to see it, it was kind of like writing on the wall. Of course, what was it? I think it was last year they whiffed on a chance to trade Brian Burns for 2 first-round picks, which hurts even that much more now, right?
Yeah.
So, but you at this point, you gotta take what you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Dan Morgan deserves a lot of credit. I think Dave Tepper deserves credit for staying out the way.
and what was your part? The best part? Staying out the way. Move.
I think, get out the way. Like, we talked about it before. Hire people. And let them do their
jobs.
Right? We ain't going to put you on Rising and then be like, now, Charity can't be sad. We're going to trust that Charity knows this March Madness like she knows this March Madness. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, speaking of O-linemen, what are the Eagles going to do without Kelce?
Honestly, I can see the Eagles... The Eagles made some big moves, too, but I can see the Eagles struggling a little bit without Kelce because
mm-hmm. – he was a key piece of that O-line.
Yeah, you lose a key piece to that O-line. It takes years to build mm-hmm. back up.
And the chemistry, too. It's not just his talent. Like, he's a talented dude. He knows the game of football. He knows his position well. And he's a smart player. But the chemistry that he has with Jalen Hurts as well. Mm-hmm. Like Jalen Hurts, and he, you know, there's an alignment that has to happen and a trust that's built.
Yep.
And now you got to start over. It's a new relationship happening. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, dang, all right, here we go. All good things come to an end, though.
Yeah. I think I can see them struggling a little bit, especially without Kelce, kind of like you said, because he's like that. He's the anchor of that mm-hmm. offensive line. He gets everybody set, gets everybody where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And he had been there for so long, you know, yep. he kind of just like,
he was
the glue, you know. Yeah. Every time something changed, you know, he was kind of the glue. So, yeah.
And he was the motivator, too.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. You know, a lot of times we're just talking about the X's and O's of it all, but you have, like, the person that keeps people's heads in the game and, you know, keeps the character and integrity of the team, makes it sound, you know, and you have leaders on the field, you have leaders in the locker room. Some people can do both. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just his presence and his knowledge and his wisdom and his demeanor, like, you know, there's so much that's lost with him retiring that's not just on the field, you know? So
I agree. I definitely agree. I felt pretty good about free agency and how it's been, at least for the Carolina Panthers. Don't want to get too excited too fast because, you know, that just, you know, you put the cart before the horse. But
yeah, and they will break your heart every time. We have seen it. Panthers fans, I feel so bad for y'all.
It's true, but, you know, it all starts, you know, it's funny because I think you were on, I think it was actually the last episode we did together. We were talking about how Dan Morgan's going to get a chance to prove himself quicker than Dave Canales is going to, because, you know, it was free agency in the draft, mm-hmm. you know, with the draft still coming up and stuff like that too. So it was another opportunity where it's like, you know, to see what he's done. I think given what he had, I think he's done a pretty good job, and I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with the draft too, especially not having, you know.
So you trust him?
I trust him. But the hope was they could have got a first round pick for Brian Burns, but, you know, just where they were at that time, they
could. Wishful thinking. You know,
they could. So, they couldn't. So they're going to have to watch the Chicago Bears take their number one overall pick and do what they must do.
Thank you, Panthers, for giving the Chicago Bears the number one overall pick. This Panthers fan really appreciates it.
I wonder how Justin Fields feels about it, you know? I really do. Because without the number one overall pick, Justin Fields is probably still a Bear, more than likely. You know, like without the Panthers having the season they had and making that trade with Chicago, Justin Fields could still be a Bear with more talent around him and maybe a better opportunity to show what he can do.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
So, don't know. What did you guys think about the Panthers free agency? You got anything else? Any? I mean, you know.
Nah, you know, I think we done talked about it all right now, because that's the thing. It's not a lot going on. And you mentioned it earlier. Once something is going on, it's a big thing. And it all drops in one day. We talk about it for like 3 days, and then it goes away. I think right now we're just waiting on the combine. And then, of course, the draft. I hope that your boys, that your squad, or not your squad. He wearing his Carolina blue for y'all, too.
Oh, yeah. Look. Hey. Subliminals, okay. Sneak disses.
All you can do is cross your fingers and hope that it all pans out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, and it'll, you know, that's the one thing about the NFL. You never know what's going to happen. So it'll just be interesting to see how it all plays out, especially with the draft and also with the rest. I mean, there's still free agents out there and stuff like that too. So there's also that aspect of it, like what, you know, who else gets signed, where they go. Sometimes seeing these players in different jerseys is always crazy.
It's interesting. The craziest one for me so far has been Russell Wilson in black and yellow. That man got to the press conference and said, or not press conference, he got on Blue Ivy's internet on the Instagrams and said, all right, black and gold.
How long do you think Russell got left in him?
I don't know, but he keep bouncing forward. You know what? There's a scripture that's like, people love to be saying, he that finds a wife finds a good thing, but they forgot the rest of it and finds favor with the Lord. Somehow that man. They always talk about Sierra's prayer and how she, you know, manifested Russell Wilson. but he done found favor with God and with man in being married to that woman. His family done grew significantly. He look at her, she pregnant again. She fine too, with a fine self. But I mean, only he, like, first of all, I don't know who in their right mind allowed that contract to go through. Mm-hmm. But whoever, whichever agent or attorney put it together, bless you. But also, it was so raggedy. I'm like, how did y'all paid that man to leave?
That's what I wanted to ask you. How do you feel about that?
Listen, I'm always going to be on the side of the player because, well, most of the time, unless they're actually wrong. But as a person who is talent and represents brands and things, them people making a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I don't put my body on the line, but we make a lot of sacrifices to live this dream, and it is a privilege to do it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of ins and outs, and there's a lot that comes with it. And as a football player in the face of the team, they making money hand over fist, and he should be making money hand over fist too. Mm-hmm. So if, as the player, I say whoever drafted that contract and put all them options and negotiated that, mm-hmm. kiss they ring. Because whoever that is the goat of goats of mm-hmm. agents or attorneys. Yeah. Whoever allowed it to go through on the team side is a fool if I ever seen one.
My thing is, this is what I don't understand about void years. As a team, why would you pay somebody to do nothing?
Why don't you tell me?
I just don't get
why,
it.
Why don't you tell me? What kind of sense do it make to pay somebody, move them into mm-hmm. their role, as mm-hmm. the quarterback, mm-hmm. as the face of the team, mm-hmm. you say you're going to build around them, mm-hmm. and then pay them to sit?
I think you should.
Now, what kind of fool would do that?
I don't know, but I will say.
The Broncos did.
But the interesting part about it to me is, same thing with the Daniel Jones situation. You just paid him last year. If you don't, you know, they always say, you made your bed, so you got to lie in it. If you don't lie in that, you need to go ahead, like, you get a better pick out of it. Like, I can understand from a coaching perspective to a certain degree because you might get a longer leash, right? But
why would you pay somebody to do something and not have them do it?
I don't get it.
And
I don't get it.
They let him go, and then he signed. So now you took the money. So now Russell Wilson got paid to sit. Took that money, and he could have just gone off into the sunset. He could have mm-hmm. been on the boat with Aaron Donald. They could have just been outside being handsome black men, getting tanned with their pretty wives and cute kids. But no, he went, and now he's a Steeler. Talk about black and gold. It was so funny because the comments was eating him up. I guess black and yellow wasn't a thing, huh? He don't know the song, Wiz Khalifa. I'm like, he was listening to the Wiz Khalifa. But it is kind of funny to see him, you know, how they do that mock jersey or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. with the graphics. Yeah. That's interesting. The Broncos, like, threw me, but, like, that's interesting. It's like, huh, okay, mm-hmm. Russell Wilson is a Steeler. Okay. But, yeah, no. Whoever did that contract is a genius, and whoever allowed it to happen is a fool.
Yeah, I'll never understand the same thing with, and I hate to rub salt on the wound, but
no, that means you about to say something about the Packers. Go ahead.
No, not about the Panthers. But
what
they've done it with coaches.
Yes,
right. Frank Reich still getting paid. Matt Rule still getting paid. How?
Why? Y'all moving players? You need to be moving coaches.
Like,
they need to be moving general managers, too, but they did. The Panthers did make a GM move. The Packers need to make some GM moves. But
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll definitely
see how it goes. It's very interesting. But, yeah, that's one. It's going to be hard for me to see Aaron Jones in a Vikings jersey, just as it was hard for me. It wasn't. It made me sad to see Davante Adams in a Raiders jersey, but it didn't. It wasn't hard to see it. Like, I was like, that was a duh.
Mm-hmm. What about Brett Favre? How did you feel about that one?
Oh, I literally cried real tears during his press conference. No, I remember I was sitting in the newsroom. I was working for CBS and NBC, KHZL and KNBN in Chico, California. And my desk, I was the feature reporter, so they had me off in the back. I probably was the problem child in the newsroom, too, but that's another conversation. But I used to sit off in the back, and I remember I was just looking up. I was like, it's really happening. And he cried, and I was crying. And they were like, are you crying? I was like, I'm crying. And then he went to the Jets first, right? Or did he go to the Vikings first? I can't remember. It was a long time.
Yeah,
the Vikings and then the Jets. So then I was mad. You're right. It was the Vikings first, because then I was mad. I was like, oh, that's a division rival. But I was also young and I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Now when that happens with Aaron Rodgers 20 years later, I'm like, it's the same play, same book. Like, mm-hmm. go get your money because they're dumb. You sent away all the players. And Brett Favre just didn't have social media to, like, air y'all out the way that new school players do or whatever. Yeah. But that's the same thing with Aaron Jones and the same thing. Like I said, I can't remember his name, but he aired it out on social media. And he was just like, you know, they told us all these things and then it wasn't true.
Yeah.
So how do I feel about it? Go get your money.
I thought it was Gabby's husband. I thought he was the one.
Well, he did get gone, but nobody cared.
Oh, okay. And that, so maybe
you're talking about
else.
Simone Biles. Husband.
Simone Biles, yeah, not Gabby. Simone Biles. That's right. That's right. Simone.
But nobody still knows his name. And at this point, we're just being petty. Actually, his name is Jonathan Owens. And it's hilarious because now the Bears, oh my gosh. You know what? I don't get a Bears props for much except for when they took, I can't think of his name. He played for the Raiders. He was a beast on the Raiders. He's a middle linebacker. And they signed him.
Talking about Khalil Mack?
Yes, Khalil Mack. Love Khalil Mack. He's a beast. I gave him credit for that, and I was mad. I was like, so now y'all going to put him in our division, and now we got to see him a couple times a year. Okay, thanks. No thanks. But their social team, their pedometer, when I say pedometer, I mean pediometer, is at a 10. They posted a picture of Simone Biles and basically said that they were getting a true athlete. Oh, and Jonathan Owens was coming to you. I was a weak. I said, you know what? They ain't going to let this pass. And then for your own team to do it, that's a different level of petty. It's one thing for talking heads like us to be saying stuff and for social media to be going in. Mm-hmm. But the team that just drafted you, social media played in on the joke. That was top tier trolling. It was. And then you done called him Gabby. Now, see, that's the first the another black woman that came before Simone, and you just like the rest of everybody else. Look at you. Talk about
still
gay.
Great. Still great, both of them.
I understand, top but notch. they are not the same, sir.
I just couldn't remember her name.
See how y'all disrespect women's sports?
I mean, I know the greats.
They are true athletes.
They are true athletes. They are. I agree. But we can go ahead and wrap it up, I guess, because we can keep going forever.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything else. I'm going to go home and take a nap and try to watch some more. Oh, actually, it's wrapped up until the Sweet 16, so we get a couple of days. So I guess the NBA will kick. I mean, well, the NBA been going ham, too. What's his name? Edwards the other night had a heck of a dunk. Zion Williamson went off the other night. The Pistons are the worst in the league. They're having the worst. They're literally calling their season the worst season ever. And I just feel like Detroit just can't catch a break with the teams, because when one team is doing well, the other one is doing trash. So, like, the Lions ain't won nothing probably, like, what, like the last 20, 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, the Pistons have had great teams, and now this is the worst team ever. And then the football team is doing this thing. I mean, they couldn't win to go to the Super Bowl, but that's neither here nor there. But it's just like, dang, can y'all get in sync for once? And now you're the worst ever. It couldn't just be like a bad season. It's the worst season ever. Mm. Like, dang.
That's tough.
So, yeah, I guess we'll watch this and watch the combine. You see any players in the combine that you like, that you're paying attention to?
Me? The kid from South Carolina, Xavier Leggett, I think his name is.
Is that the big, huge one?
Big receiver. I'm like, Carolina, Baltimore, either one. I don't care. You know?
Wait, I know who you're talking about. I saw him on social media the other
day. Real country boy.
He's like really tall and really big.
Yeah. He's like DK Metcalf.
Yes, yeah. He was like slinging cats around.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah, and people online was talking. I'm like, you know what? He would take you, your daddy, and your uncles and beg all of y'all with one drag y'all. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't like to refer to, you know, to the players. That dude is a, like, he takes beast mode to the next level.
Yeah, he's an interesting one, I feel like. I feel like some of the quarterbacks are interesting, especially, like, past Caleb Williams, Penix and all those guys. I feel like they're interesting to see.
Oh, you say his name properly. That's good.
What, I mean, how is he?
No, because people be saying it wrong just for the joke. And then you got people with lazy tongues like me that can't say it right at all. So I just don't say nothing. How you think?
Take me off the air if I ain't careful.
What you think about Caleb Williams?
I think there's a lot of pressure on him. Mm-hmm. A lot. Especially because he's going to be the number one overall pick. They've already given him practically the keys to the darn city. And I think he's going into, I don't want to say a toxic situation, but I might as well say a toxic situation because with Caleb Williams, he's going to Chicago. They already rowdy anyway. But then on top of that, there's a section of the fans that's like, are they going to do the same thing they just did to Justin Fields, to Caleb Williams? Mm-hmm. They're not going to give him true opportunities. They're not going to give him that, he's going to show flashes here and there, and then they're going to move on like it's nothing.
Got to put him in a position to succeed, that's for sure.
I think there's a lot of pressure on him, but I think he'll be fine. I think we shouldn't be surprised if we see a rough season from him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's the number one overall pick. That's literally how it goes. Like,
yep.
It's very hard to – It's injury, or it's just not a good first season. It's how it goes.
And your feet get dropped in the fire.
Yeah.
And it's sink or swim at that point. Hopefully,
and that division's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what Minnesota's going to do without Kirk Cousins. But, you know.
You got to call him Kirk Cobain.
He over here in the NFC South now with the Falcons, so.
Yeah. You know. It's been quite the shakeup. So, yeah, you're right. It will be interesting to see what happens in the combine and the draft and if there are any other moves made. You'll keep us updated.
Yeah, we'll be on it. But as always, definitely hope you guys enjoyed the show. Remember, the Keep Prowling Podcast is on all major podcasting platforms. So be sure, you know, whatever your list is, you know, make sure you put me in there. Put me in there. You know, it'll make the day go by fast.
Put me in, coach. Wherever you listen to your podcast, Pop DJ, BLN. You feel me?
Facts. But, Chad, I definitely hope you. I appreciate you for coming by. I hope you enjoyed the show, too.
Yes, of course. It's always a good time. I'll be back, Chad.
But, definitely hope you guys enjoyed the show. We'll see you guys on the next episode of the Keep Prowling Podcast.